You know, I believe so strongly that we were never designed, you know, human capacity and humanity were never designed to carry the weight of life. Jesus is available and offering to carry it for us. Our task, though, is surrender.
This is the Faith and Life podcast from the W Talk Network. Faith for your everyday life with Toby Lijimi.
Okay, hey guys. Okay, so as promised, I have the lovely Johan Kalilian, who is a dear friend of mine. How long have we, has it been like 2 years? No, it's been longer than 2 years, at least 4 years.
Since we've talked?
No, like since we've known each other, like 4 or 5 years.
Oh, wait, since we've known each other, that's been, man, I want to say 6 years.
Yeah, it's been a long time, but do you know what? He's just a dear brother. I love you so much. So, you know, obviously, likewise. I had to do a Faith and Life podcast. I had to get Joe on here because for me, he's somebody who is authentically living out this faith journey and practically living it out. Not every day is a good day. Not every day is a perfect day. But I know that we're going to have a real and honest conversation today because that's how Joe lives. So I had to get you on. He's a, you know, you check him out. He's a communicator of all ways. So he's an actor, you know, he's a writer, he's a speaker. He does a little, you dabble with the modeling, don't you, Johan?
I do. I take pictures every now and then.
Yeah. But yeah, we're just going to have a, you know, a conversation today about perseverance and what it's like to stay the course, you know, and for some of us, anyone that's on a faith journey, anyone that's on any journey, really, but particularly this faith journey, you have those days when you just want to quit. Now, I don't know if that's with, I don't know, it could be at work, it could be in your marriage, it could be in your relationships, it could be in your career, it could be just life in general, but we all have those days when we just want to quit. And I wanted to talk to you today, Joe, about, you know, staying the course and perseverance. So I guess I should start with what perseverance kind of means to you and how it's played out in your life.
Yeah. First of all, like, thanks for that intro. I feel like that's one of the greatest intros I've ever received. You're too kind.
Yeah.
But when it comes, like, perseverance is one of those ideas that I've always been fascinated with, because you're asking the question, like, well, what makes you keep going?
Yeah.
You know, when you take hits, when you fall down, when you stumble, or when you don't have any energy or strength, like, what is it inside of you that makes you want to just take another step? Mm. And that's obviously, we can talk about like what's at the source, but for me, the whole idea of perseverance is, even if it's just a small step, is you're willing to keep your eyes focused forward. There's a vision in place and you're moving forward, you know, no matter what is happening, no matter how many times you've fallen, no matter how many times you've been hit, no matter what life is thrown at you, no matter how many disappointments or regrets, you're just moving forward.
That's so good. And so what's kind of some of your goals and your visions and how, you know, what you're kind of focused on?
I don't know if we have enough time for that. There's just like, there's so many things.
Give me one right now and then maybe another,
you know,
one.
And I'll, you know, I'll definitely, in terms of like the perseverance conversation, once again, there's quite a few that have been sort of prevalent in my life in terms of dreams. Obviously, part of it is like the story of love and like trying to find the one. And then as I'm here in Hollywood, you know, pursuing this dream as an actor and filmmaker, and it is just so daunting.
Yeah, yeah.
There's so many obstacles. There's so many stumbling blocks. There's so many gatekeepers, you know, and it's one of those pursuits where it's like, if you don't have the ability to persevere, you're going to be done before you start.
Absolutely.
So I would say those are the two primary areas of my life where, you know, at least I think that are relevant for conversation.
Yeah, no. Okay, so let's, we'll take the, you know, the dreams one first. Because I think a lot of people that listen to this podcast and will listen to this podcast have some sort of dream, are building some sort of business. And, you know, it's exciting because I think we kind of living in a golden age where people are kind of, I don't know, have got a more enthusiastic about following their dreams. But
yeah,
What advice would you give, and what's helped you on those bad days when you've got rejection after rejection? I'm not even talking about the first or second. I'm talking about, you know, the 100th rejection. You know, after you've gone for audition after audition after audition, what makes you get up again to the next day and say, okay, I'm going to go again? I know it's your vision. I know, but what is it? Just that? How does it play out?
I mean, yeah, I think there's a few ways to take that, but one, I'll say this. I think me not getting what I want when I want it is probably one of the greatest gifts that God has given me.
Wow.
And I think many times we take that for granted. It's like we become people who are used to getting what we want when we want it. You know, it's like, I'm hungry, I go eat, right?
Yeah.
It's like every desire, every need, we've become so consumption oriented, where it's just like we just go out and we get what we want.
Mm.
But then we don't understand really that when you're not getting what you want in the area of pursuing a dream, it's doing something to you internally.
Yeah.
Like it's helping you fashion your character. It's helping you become a person who understands life is not about you. You know, it helps you understand that life is a struggle, you know, and it's like, how will you show up when life is difficult? You know, do you have the patience to keep waiting?
Yeah.
And that's, you know,
that's just so, it's so profound, because I feel like there's a sense of entitlement. It's, you know, that's,
yeah.
And a lot of people, a lot of conversation I've been having recently, you know, is what happens when life doesn't turn out how you thought it was going to turn out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of women I'm talking to now, and I suppose this is, you know, good for you in terms of your pursuit of love and finding the one. A lot of women I'm talking to now, you know, dear friends who are in their late 30s, and they thought they would have 3 children by now, maybe 4, and they're not even married. And what, for them, yeah, it's about dealing with that, of course, and dealing with the disappointment and everything that comes with that, but it's about how it's building their character. What would you kind of say? So what you just said then is just it's powerful. But how is your pursuit of love? Because let people know your story. I'll let you tell your story because you say it better than me. About your whole pursuit of love. What's that taught you about who you are as a man?
You know, and I'll be honest with you. for a long time, you know, you know my story in terms of like being abstinent and like saying I'm not going to have sex until I meet my wife. And that, I believe, is definitely God's heart, you know. And that was something that I was so deeply rooted in. But what I discovered about myself in that process is, one of the things amongst many things is I lost sight of why I was really being abstinent.
Mm.
You know, it became more about the reputation of Johan.
Yeah.
Than you're doing this because you want to honor God. You know, and so as we persevere, what can happen sometimes is it can become more about our ego.
Yeah, definitely.
It can be more about narcissism. It can be more about pride. It can be more about wanting to be celebrated than just the beauty of honoring God. And so one of the things that I discovered in my pursuit was I didn't want to fail because of what people would think about me.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to drop the ball because then I would let people down and I had this image and I had this reputation, and it was really all centered on, oh, Johan is Superman. Like Johan is a strong guy. And I'm, you know,
that's too much for anyone to carry as well.
Yeah. It's too much. It's too much. It's exhausting.
Yeah.
And it was like, at times I felt the weight, like I felt like a literal, like physical weight where I was just like, man, I can't carry this anymore.
Yeah.
As I got older. And then, you know, there was that, at times I would feel hopeless. At times I would feel like maybe I'm never going to get married.
Mm.
And, you know, there's all these questions and doubts and concerns, and it gets daunting.
Yeah.
You know,
that's so real.
Yeah. And all that to say, so part of my story is that, you know, for 36 years of my life, I was a guy who was waiting to have sex. And then it was in January when I rekindled a relationship with my ex-girlfriend, who we'd been back and forth for 4 years, where I was like, you know what, this is the only girl I love, this is the girl that I want to marry. And we had already started talking about it.
Yeah.
Where I was like, you know, so like maybe this is just what I have to do. And, you know, I had sex for the first time. And it was, you know, it's interesting because I had this very weird feeling afterwards, where it was sort of this combination of, like, I failed.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I did feel that weight released, you know, where it's like, okay, now you're no longer defined by this thing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and I was like, all right, God, like, this is kind of hard to navigate through. But I felt like he was revealing these things that I'm talking to you about right now.
Yeah.
As I processed that decision that I made, you know.
You know, it's just so powerful, because it's just so much in that. It's just, I'm literally here bouncing off the walls, because I think sometimes, you know, with perseverance and staying the course, and even with this, like, everything you just said, and just thanks for being so honest and open. It's about the fact that we try and do all of this in our own might, and that's where the ego comes, because
exactly,
you know, obviously if you're the one doing it in your own strength, then it's like, yeah, I've got this, you know. And then obviously when you don't get it, you then beat yourself up, because it's like I failed, you know. And I just don't think this whole faith journey and this life in general was designed for us to carry those big things. I genuinely think that we are supposed to surrender those.
And exactly. That word right there, that is the key word that I feel like God, and the word is surrender.
Yeah.
Right? That word during my time of failure was so instrumental, because I feel like it's a word that's thrown out a lot.
Absolutely.
You know, like, we throw it out a lot as Christians, surrender, surrender, surrender. But I don't really think we know what that means. And I believe that, like, what God is trying to get us to a place where we surrender, because we understand, like, that's the way that we can win.
Absolutely.
Like, as believers, the only way to win, the only way to be a person who can truly persevere, is to surrender the things that he's trying to address in our life. You know, like, there's these beautiful sort of, like, theological and biblical ideas that I don't think we embrace, because we don't know how to surrender. Like, we don't know how to suffer to get well. You know, we don't know how to surrender to win. We don't know how to die to live. We don't know how to give things away in order to keep it. You know?
I mean, I'm just here, like, shaking my head. I just don't want to keep saying over the podcast, over the podcast, you know, because it's just so true. You know, it really is in that surrender that, you know, that weight, because that weight that you were feeling, I reckon everyone at some point was feeling that way. You know, when I just became a mum, I definitely felt the weight of, because I feel a similar weight in terms of, Toby's always going to have it all together, you know. But there isn't anything clean and nice about labor and giving birth and being a mum. you can't do that pretty, like, you know. And the pressure to just do it and do it well and seemingly do it well whilst carrying everything else and not dropping the ball, as we said, again, it's just too much. It's, as you said, you get that peace in that surrender. And actually, you know, that's the scripture that comes to mind in what you're saying, you know, afterwards you almost felt a release, you know, a weight lifted off, was, you know, his strength is made perfect in our weakness. But then that would mean that we would have to admit that we're weak, you know? So, I mean, it's just, it's amazing stuff. So what have you done afterwards in terms of pursuit afterwards and keep, you know, because sometimes after people fail, and getting back on course.
I think that's the key as we talk about perseverance. It's like, okay, so what has this moment of failure or this regret or this hit, this whatever life has offered up, you know, if it's a choice that you've made or if it's something that you haven't done, it's just life has hit you, like, okay, now what? Like, where are you going to go now?
Exactly, where from
here? And that's, so a big part of what I did, and this is kind of like, you know, I'm grateful that God speaks to me, and I'm grateful that he's built me in a way where I'm like, all right, I do this sort of inventory, and I'm like, well, what happened? Why did I do it? Where can I go from here? What are the problems that I need to address? Like, what are the lessons that I need to learn? And, you know, a big part of where I'm taking it is understanding the ways that that choice was connected to the ways that I didn't want to see my own addictions and see my own narcissism and see my own selfishness, you know? And so now allowing God to clean up house in those areas and then saying, okay, well, now I'm dating a girl and all those lessons that I learned in my relationship with my ex-girlfriend, all the ways that I failed, it's like, I'm able to bring those lessons in here. And then now I'm telling her, I'm like, hey, look, it's difficult. Like I've had sex and like, I want to have sex, but
yeah,
I want to honor you and I want to honor God. So let's make sure that we're doing that together. So it's not something where I'm like, oh, well, I had sex and like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm just going to, you know, do whatever now. But it is still a struggle. And now it's like, it's more of a struggle, you know, than it ever has been, because now it's like, once you've experienced that, you know what it feels like and you want to continue to go
back. Absolutely. Yeah.
You know, so it is more about, you know, sticking through those difficult times of like, even though I want to do it, I got to stay strong now.
What's interesting is, you know, and I, you know, we briefly already spoken about this kind of up between ourselves, is the fact that, you know, you then, so it's your ex-girlfriend. So you know, sometimes when we've failed or, you know, we've come off course, we want to try and fix it. And trying to fix it means trying to quote and unquote in our own intellect and our own logic, try and make it work. So, you know, how is it that, you know, how did you feel in terms of ending that relationship? You know, because you could have been like, and I know a lot of people and guys could have been like, well, it's got to be you now.
Yeah.
You know, and as I said, I know a lot of girls who then actually go and marry the wrong guy because, you know, for whatever reason, it's like, it just has, you have to work. And we almost don't make any room for God to move. We don't make any allowances at all, because in our mind it's like, well, because I failed and because of X, Y, and Z, this has got to work. And how was your process of letting that go?
Yeah, and I think, you know, and that's a definite, like, real struggle for myself and, like, for so many people, where I was like, all right, you know, because obviously, theologically, I believe, like, once you have sex with somebody, you're married to them, right? There's, like, a form of marrying that happens. Mm. And so that was a big struggle for me. I'm like, oh man, like this is it, you know? And so I have to make it work. But the more the issues surfaced, and, you know, her and I were in counseling.
Yeah.
And, you know, things would come up, and one of my issues was, deception in the relationship. And when I brought that up, like, it just wasn't dealt with in a healthy way. So I had to come to the place where I was like, okay, I know that what it means to love somebody is to see them as they truly are.
Yeah.
And be willing to say, I can love this person as they are for the rest of my life. If they don't change, I can love them as they are. Because sometimes we want to be in a relationship where we say, oh, they're going to get better. They're going to change. And that's who I want to be with.
Yeah.
But what I've learned is that you need to look at them at their worst. And if you can see them at their worst and say, yes, this is the person that I want to be with, then move forward. And so I just got to that point where I was like, okay, if I have to go through this for the rest of my life, will I be happy? Mm. Is it God's best?
Yeah.
You know, that's will I so experience good. Freedom in life? Because I really believe, like, that's what God wants for us. He wants freedom in life.
Absolutely.
And I didn't feel free. I didn't feel alive. I felt trapped. I felt burdened. You know, I felt like a literal weight at times too. Yeah. Like, it was just, it wasn't good for my soul.
Yeah.
So
it's that word again, surrender.
Decision to walk away.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, I'll let you go because you know, you said so much. But before you do, I have to ask you kind of one thing you are learning currently about faith and one thing you're learning currently about life. And if you could just share that, that would be great.
Yeah. I love those questions because they're so huge.
I know. That's why I said one thing, Joe.
And I think, you know, we talked a little bit about what I'm learning about faith. And it's really about the idea of surrender.
Mm.
And many of us call ourselves people of faith, but we don't know how to surrender. Because I think at the root of faith is that idea of giving it up, of knowing that you're going to be taken care of knowing that there is hope, of knowing in the midst of the uncertainty, God is present. You may not have all the answers. You may not know what tomorrow brings. You may be struggling in certain areas. But once you say, my life is in your hands, that's really this beautiful posture of faith.
Yeah.
You know, so it's been something that I've been marinating on continually since, you know, my big failure, which is like, all right, God, like, I really want to live a life of faith. and I want to fully surrender everything that I am and every place that I'm trying to go to you.
Mm, that's good.
Yeah. And then when it comes to life, you know, there's a ton. So it's hard to kind of pinpoint one thing, but I would say in American culture, what I've become more and more interested in and I've seen is how we're so addicted and so narcissistic. And I think it's something that we throw out a lot, you know, it's just like, oh yeah, there's narcissists and oh yeah, like there's addictions. But through this process that I've been going through, I've realized if we can really, really approach why we're addicted and what the roots of our narcissism are,
yeah,
then I think we can find God in those places. And one of the things that really keeps us from God, whether you're Christian or not, whether you believe in Jesus or whether you don't, is your narcissism and it's your addictions, because your addictions are just the thing that you go to instead of God.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah, that's so good.
And I'm not just talking about substances, because yeah, that's the thing that so I think good. So many of us are like, oh yeah, drugs, don't do drugs, don't drink. But, you know, some of us, we're addicted to control.
Mm.
You know, like some of us are addicted to a really bad attitude. Yeah. Some of us are addicted to gossip. You know, some of us are addicted to materialism. Like, so now fill in the blank with all these things that are acceptable or that we just say, oh, yeah, yeah, you know, we have this little quirk. But there's so many aspects of life that we are really addicted to that we can't see that keep us from going to God, you know?
Wow. Yeah, there's so much. There's just so much in there. You know, like, it's just, you know, actually, do you know what, Joe? Can you just pray for us? Because I did feel like you just said way too much.
For sure.
Yeah, could you just pray for us? Thanks.
Yeah. Heavenly Father, may we persevere, not because of our ego, not because we want to be seen as people who can make it through anything, but because we're fully surrendered, Lord. And as we persevere and as we push forward, it's because you are leading us and you are carrying us, and we understand fully what it is to live a life of faith, what it is to walk in uncertainty, what it is to truly hope in you, Father God. May you address the demons in our life, the places that we're addicted and narcissistic and self-centered, the places where our ego is controlling us and not our soul. I'm grateful for Toby and her heart in this podcast and the people that will listen. May you minister to us at this moment and forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Joe.
For sure, Toby Tao.
Let everybody know kind of where they can find you.
Well, I'm definitely on the internet, so
somewhere
you want to reach out to London. Like, I want to come to London, so maybe you can meet me at a coffee shop over there. We'll all hang out.
But
I have a website. It's johanspeaks.com.
Cool.
And then I also have an acting website as well. It's Johan Acts. So this is real creative, you know, Johan Speaks and Johan Acts. But also on Instagram and on Twitter, it's Johannes at @JohanneuS. So I like posting pictures and I love telling stories. So if you like pictures, you can hit me up there too.
Perfect. Thank you so, so, so much. So guys, get involved. Let us know. Continue the conversation as always. And yeah, just let us know what you think and what you're persevering through and how this podcast has helped and blessed you. Thanks so much. Until next time.
Love it.
Bless.
This is the Faith and Life podcast from the W Talk Network. Faith for your everyday life with Toby Olajimi.